Authorities in Cambodia's coastal province of Prea Sihanouk have suspended and shut down four Chinese-operated casinos following suspicions of their involvement in online scam activities. The crackdown comes after a phone discussion between Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet and Kash Patel, director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, Office for Transnational Crime Coordination, focused on combating cross-border and cybercrime. The Cambodian Commercial Gaming Management Commission said on November 3rd that the closures took place a day earlier as part of a broader campaign to root out online fraud and related criminal operations. Officials from the commission and provincial authorities jointly raided and sealed off the four casinos identified as Jinbi Group Casino, Jinbi Casino, operated by Cambodian Hengxin Real Estate, Jishi Casino, owned by JC Media, and Jinbi 4 Casino, also under JC Media Management. Officials said the decision followed the Prime Minister's direct talks with the FBI chief about strengthening cooperation against transnational crime, including human trafficking, drug smuggling, murder, extortion, financial crime, and particularly the surge in technology-driven scams operating within Cambodia. In August 2024, Hun Manet announced that the government would no longer issue or renew licenses for gambling operations, saying the policy was designed to curb criminal activity and restore order in the gaming sector. According to a recent report from Cambodia's Anti-Cybercrime Commission, authorities have arrested more than 3,400 suspects connected to online scam cases between June and October 2025. Of those, 75 alleged ringleaders and key accomplices have been sent to court for prosecution. The closure of these casinos signals a growing push by the Cambodian government to clean up Sihanoukville, a once booming coastal city that has become synonymous with Chinese-run casinos and illicit online operations. The latest actions underscore Phnom Penh's commitment to working with international partners, including the United States, to tackle the region's expanding network of cybercrime.